So Nick, back to training. How good does that feel?
Yeah, it's refreshing after the last 3 months. It's nice just to see all the guys again. Obviously, the circumstances are a little different. It's not a full team training. We're more individualized in our positions and what we do, but it actually gives us time now to work on some different training than we would rather do. It's more positional based, individual type stuff. So it's very enjoyable, and the weather's been great this past week, so I can't complain.
Well, you've been all over the world for your career, and I'm sure you've experienced all kinds of things, but what have these past few months been like for you?
Yeah, it's definitely been strange, you know, not only being able to not play soccer, but, you know, not to have the soccer on the TV and the stuff that you normally watch and do, and all of a sudden all the restrictions with family and friends. So it was definitely a learning experience for, I think, a lot of people, of just, you know, how to overcome it and how to stay sane during these times at home. And you know, all the stuff with practicing safe protocols. I have a young family, so it was really important for us to make sure that everybody stayed healthy and safe. So I think it was just being responsible, but at the same time, you know, trying to get outdoors when we could and trying to have that little bit of release when we could.
So as a captain, how did you, with all these new players, a lot of new faces, how did you work to build that camaraderie, because you couldn't be together on the pitch?
Yeah, it took some creative thinking from all, you know, the coaches and the staff and the players. In the beginning, we had a lot of Zoom calls. We even had a couple of Zoom nights where, you know, in the evening, everybody would, you know, get on the Zoom call, and it would just be the players, and we'd kind of have, you know, more of a little bit of a banter and have some jokes and laugh and kind of introduce all the new guys. And so there was that element of getting to know the new guys. Most of the new guys actually live in housing with a couple other players. Mm-hmm. So they're not completely alone when they come to Canada, which is nice. But yeah, we've stuck together pretty tight as a team, you know, with all the group chats and all our online workouts that we had to do. We had to all post videos of it just to keep everybody accountable of staying on track. So now it's kind of that green light where, you know, you actually see the new faces, you can crack some jokes with the guys, and their personality starts to come out.
Well, we know this season isn't going to be played in the format that was originally intended. And obviously, like you mentioned, there's talk of a neutral site and the tournament. How are you guys preparing for something different than what you originally thought?
Yeah, I think just right now it's all about getting back out on the field and following these protocols before we get into a team training. But, you know, if you look at the big picture, we've been out of league since last November.
Yeah.
And so it's a long time for a professional athlete to be away from the sport. So it's all about just getting back integrated into it, getting back at the high levels. And, you know, we can't really control what the league's going to throw at us as far as a tournament or a single location. So I think it's just all up to us individually to make sure that we're at the top of our game, no matter what comes about. And you know, hopefully everybody's healthy and ready to go at that point.
Have you been watching any Bundesliga to get a bit of a feel what it's like to play in an empty stadium?
Yeah, of course. As soon as the Bundesliga came back on, I think anybody who was soccer crazy had all eyes on it. So it's, you know, definitely takes away from the whole atmosphere of the game, and I think it just shows the importance of what fans are to any sporting event, you know, around the world. And, you know, although it's still very good, high-level soccer, at times you miss all the reactions and the cheering from the fans. And, yeah, you know, that's what kind of shows that passion and brings that passion over to the game. So it'll definitely be missed around the world, that's for sure. I think it just now shows everybody the emphasis that, you know, fans are what makes professional sports.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Well, and it'll be disappointing we won't be able to see you at Spruce Meadows this year as well.
Yeah, I think it's all, you know, we've got to take it with a grain of salt, and as long as we can get some type of season or tournament underway this year, and hopefully, you know, for next year, we can start planning that, you know, we will be able to pack that stadium again under the right safety protocols that everybody in Calgary will be, you know, back cheering us on next year. So
before I let you go here, just talking to head coach Tommy Wheeldon Jr. earlier this year before the pandemic hit, he mentioned that there was some unfinished business just given how the 2019 campaign ended. Is that still the mentality as you prepare for what's coming next?
Yeah, I mean, none of that's been forgotten. And I think all the guys that were here last year still have that little chip on their shoulder that we have something to prove. And, you know, like I said, no matter what the format of this season or tournament is, you know, we're going to go out there and prove something. And, you know, the only goal that we have this year is to come back with the title. So that's everybody's mentality going into training, going into preseason, and, you know, that's what's going to carry over for the tournament.